Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
MSW Media.
Hey friends, it's Dan. I'm on vacation this week, but I didn't want to leave you high and dry, so here's a little 3-minute bartender for you. Enjoy. We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. Today we're talking about the Vesper, a cocktail that's perfect for all you undercover agents out there. The Vesper was created by writer Ian Fleming, who found a truly epic way to implant it in the cocktail canon. Put it in the mouth of his most famous creation.
Bond. James Bond.
It's the very first drink Bond orders in the very first Bond book, Casino Royale, written in 1953. But Dan, I hear you saying, James Bond is a martini guy. That is true.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
However, the Vesper came first, and I'm going to commit cocktail blasphemy here and say that I actually prefer it to a martini. The two drinks are so similar, it seems silly to fight about it. Despite its mid-century origins, the Vesper didn't really start showing up on craft cocktail menus until around 2006, when the remake of Casino Royale shot a teeny tiny dart hidden in its wristwatch smack dab into the heart of the craft cocktail renaissance. Remember the poker scene? Where Bond's playing heads up against Mads Mikkelsen for millions. He starts ordering a martini, and you're like, classic Bond. But then...
Dry martini.
Oui, monsieur.
Wait. 3 measures of Gordon's, 1 of vodka, 1/2 measure of quina lily, shake it over rice, and then add a thin slice of lemon peel.
Damn, Daniel. Guy's gonna put me out of a job if I'm not careful. Also, I'd just like to say to Mr. Craig, if he's listening, come on, man, stay in your lane. There's already one Dan out here helping people get their drink on. You stick to being immoderately attractive. I'll stick to being a secret agent masquerading as a booze writer. But enough about stupid, handsome James Bond. Let's make this thing. Here's what you need. Gin, vodka, lillet, bitters, and a lemon. That's right. As you just learned from my immoderately handsome co-host, the Vesper is not a gin drink, and it's not a vodka drink. It's a gin and vodka drink. Take that, purists. Like a martini, the Vesper is very booze-forward, so pick a relatively mild gin. If you want to be truly authentic, make it Gordon's. When it comes to vodka, Bomb was probably drinking Stoli 100. I'm a Smirnoff guy myself. One thing there's no substitute for in this drink, though, is the lillet. It's a French apéritif that's kind of like a fruitier version of dry vermouth. The observant among you will remember that in the clip we heard, Danny Handsome asks for quina lillet. That's a nod to the way Bond orders it in the original Casino Royale book. However, lillet has changed their formula a few times over the years, and they stopped making the quina version back in the 80s. What you'll find in your liquor store is lillet blanc, which is awesome too, but probably not quite as bitter as quina lillet would have been, which is why we're messing with the original recipe and adding bitters. Other than that, you're just going to need a shaker, a strainer, a chilled glass, and some ice. Now let's go! Fill your shaker halfway with ice cubes, then add your 3 measures of gin, 1 of vodka, 1/2 of lillet, and 2 dashes of bitters. Now shake that thing hard! Before you write me angry comments, I know this is a martini variant, and a martini is supposed to be a stirred drink. You get a lot of talk about bruising the gin, and ice chips, and too much dilution, and loss of overall silkiness, and blah, blah, blah. Let me just say this once and for all. Gin can bruise you, but you can't bruise gin. Believe me, I've tried. As far as ice chips go, think of them as the adult version of sprinkles on an ice cream cone. Also, did I mention that James frickin' Bond orders them this way? So stop thinking so hard and shake it like a heathen. Then strain that thing into a chilled cocktail glass. Now garnish it with the biggest hunk of lemon peel you can carve. Ah, perfection. Finally, I'll leave you with a joke. Where do James Bond actors go when they die? 00 Heaven! Be sure to check us out at The Imbiber at WD_podcast. Enjoy that Vesper, people. And if anyone asks where you heard about it, tell them...
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.